The immigration industry is crying foul over what it says is Trump-style extreme vetting, aimed at keeping a lid on immigration numbers. The number of new residents to New Zealand is the lowest it's been in nearly 20 years, despite a sharp increase in applications. Immigration New Zealand denies there is an attempt to slow down visa processing, but people wanting to move here say they are facing more and more hurdles. Jill Bonnet reports.
The number of residence applications on hand rose sharply from a low of 15,000 in April last year to 35,000 last month. The chair of the Association for Migration and Investment, June Ranson, says officials are now asking immigrants for information in a slow and piecemeal manner.
It's almost as if they've been told to go slow, and when a case officer can come back and ask for any additional information, you'd think they'd come back and ask for all the things extra they need. The problem is, you give them that, and then it's almost as if they invent another question.
She says long-term correspondence they're now in with case officers is more like being their pen pal.
It just drags out the application. So you wonder if there's ulterior motives to it.
She's not alone in her suspicions. Several immigration advisers and lawyers spoken to by RNZ say these changes to immigration practices are behind some of the delays. An immigration lawyer, Richard Small, says there's a growing culture of extreme vetting, similar to what's happening in the United States right now. An immigration adviser, Tony Alexander, says case officers are asking for information they don't usually request and which aren't always contained in immigration instructions. She says the orders to do that are coming from the top.
We're frequently told, oh, well, my technical advisor told me to ask for this. So they're being instructed from above, and it's a process of slowing down applications because technical advisors are senior people and they know the instructions very well as we do.
She says immigrants have been waiting so long that even their extended temporary visas are now expiring, leaving them with more expense and inconvenience. They're also being asked to resubmit evidence that's become outdated because of the delays. Immigration's General Manager of Border and Visa Operations, Nicola Hogg, said in a statement visa application numbers have been increasing steadily across all categories and the level of risk and complexity is also rising. She says case officers may make a request for additional information if they have insufficient evidence to make a decision. For Checkpoint, Jill Bonnet.